Oh, I see.
A triple tree. That's a combination of one tree and then two double trees, then three single trees. That's all. They call it an evener. Evens itself up.
I see. I've never seen one with three like that. I can show you a tree.
Yes, I sure wish I could get you to come up there. Because you
might. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you're not busy.
No, I'm not going to try not to be busy. Okay. I might be painting. I'm starting a bunch of stars and windmills about that Harvey Tower, little tower. I sell them too.
Really? Goodness.
$20 a piece for one of them windmills.
Huh.
It's all, and material is all free except paint. I got to buy the paint.
Yeah, yeah.
But I accumulate so much stuff that people throw away. It's just pitiful. I accumulate stuff.
That's really an art to be able to make things out of stuff that.
Yeah, I've been taught that the man makes something out of nothing.
That's
the title I got.
That's an art.
That
it really
is. All my real engine model that you seen in a picture a while ago, that's mostly material I pick up the end. I buy very little.
Amazing. Just amazing.
If people say, isn't that an expensive hobby? I said, no, it's a cheap hobby.
Yeah. But if somebody else were trying to do it, you know, it might be expensive for them because they wouldn't know how to, you know.
Now, you want to see some real nice railroad engine model making. You know where Fayetteville, Texas is? No. Okay. Northeast of here. You know where a new Fayette County power project is being built? Ever hear of that?
No.
Oh, very great. About 38 miles northeast of here, past Fayetteville, there's a retired farmer. You ought to see the type of work he does. Whole lot dainty than mine is.
Hmm.
Mine has a historical background.
Mm-hmm.
This is just to show, stationary.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle my model real rough. He can't. It's that make him too delicate. But
huh.
His beautiful work is this beautiful work.
Huh.
And
huh.
Their house is full of antique stuff, furniture. Ooh,
huh. I bet it's pretty.
I tell you, I don't mean to be bragging. What I can do, but I get to see so much interesting stuff that the majority of people around here wouldn't pay no attention to. This town here is a domino playing, card playing, a beer drinking town.
And they don't do anything else, huh?
They don't care about history. They don't care about hobby weight. They don't care about, I don't know, just.
Yeah, most people are like that. Like in Dallas, people play bridge and then drink beer and watch the cowboy game. And, you know,
that's not a thing. Football game. That's the damnedest thing is football. I can't stand football.
I know.
And the most hateful thing is basketball.
Yeah, well, worse is baseball, if you ask me.
But I can't stand baseball, but it takes so long to see it. I'd rather be in my shop. Is it all going on here?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. I mean, they don't mind. It's a total waste of time, as far as I'm concerned, watching baseball.
Well, I tell you what, I consider myself somewhat a little bit different. Like I said a while ago, I don't care about sports, I don't care about cars and dominoes, and I don't care about television. Well, now the old-time movies, I like them, but that's gone. The movies today ain't worth going.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
We have movies at home and television, but half the time, that's not worth looking at. And the TV stuff is such unconnected stories in there. You don't know what the devil you're looking at.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon strip or something. Just little short.
There's so much this and that. No, I don't know. I wish I was dictator to television.
Yeah.
I sure would put a change to that. But the only thing I like is Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, some time ago, we had Gunsmoke. For years, we had Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Bonanza was my favorite.
I've been on TV, but
yeah,
October 5 years ago
on
Channel 2. With my things.
Oh, really? That's neat. Well, was it a Houston station?
Isa, Texas, Channel 2.
I see. Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's either last October, 4 years ago or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I had to look in my diary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was on TV. Somebody said later on, what you got there ought to be on TV. I said, hell, it was. I've been on radio on KFRD. I've been on radio for about 12 minutes years ago.
Huh.
That's I get them the dunnest experiences.
Yeah, you've been around, I'd say. Let's see what else I got here. What would you say somebody's doing? If he fills up his wagon with wood and then he takes it someplace and dumps it, you know, and then he goes back and he gets some more wood and he takes it and dumps it someplace and he goes back and gets some more. What would you say he was doing with wood?
Hauling wood.
Okay. Say that a log had fallen down across the road.